Intro music, ba-na-na-na, making your way in the world today takes everything you cheat, boom, boom, boom. Taking a break from all your worries sure would be a treat, doo-doo-doo-doo-doo, wouldn't you like to be a jerk, boom, 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 boom. Sometimes you want to go where everybody thinks you're rude, boom, 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 but they know you're a good dude, boom, boom, boom. You gotta make up a song to start your podcast right away. It's streaming someplace and playing live today. Cheater in the Room was filmed in front of a live geranium on my deck. Hey, everybody, welcome to Cheater and the Rude on Progressive Radio Network. We are moving because the cops are onto us and they figured out what we're all about. So please don't try to forward anything to us. We will contact you. Don't worry about it. Your credit card is totally safe with us. We hope you'll join us. This is Jeff Chrysler, author of the book Get Rich Cheating. And joining me, as always, is Not Lee Papa. Hello, Lee. Not Lee. Hello. How are you today? I'm good. Were you unable to decide if you're going to go Mrs. Doubtfire or William Wallace? Ooh, that's awfully close to what I've been deciding. Well, I appreciate your honesty. It's quite refreshing. Ooh, speaking of refreshing, have you tried Rude Pundit's Lemonade? It's full of the lemons given to us by everyday life, and I spin it into something sweet or palpable, or at least something that will burn a little bit less. All you've got to do is go to my blog, rudepundit.blogspot.com.
Wow. I hadn't really thought about what you do as being worthwhile, I guess is one way of putting it. But yeah, you do sort of take the crap and you don't really make it better. You actually point out, well, it's crap, and you make it worse. But I suppose by making it worse, you know, reveal the futility of life. Which I long ago discovered myself, the futility not just of life, but of you know, charging against the windmills. I think I'm to an age where maybe many of our listeners are. So you want to charge the windmills. You want to make the change. But I find myself now instead just going up to the windmills, knocking on the door and be like, hey, it's after 10. Could you keep it down a little bit? I'm trying to, got a kid trying to, but that's just me. I'm excited most of all right now because, well, first of all, like I said, it's always nice to have Not Lee Papa joining us. Oh, thank you, lad. You're welcome. You know, you sound remarkably like not Tony Hendra. Oh, that's not true. Tony Hendra has a much more male-sounding bad voice. Oh, you're right. He's more like a pirate, South African pirate who spent a lot of time in Australia. Arr, me mateys, I don't believe in you. That's Tony just dropped by, everybody. Listen, this is Cheater on the Root on Progressive Radio Network. There's a lot that's been happening, and there's a lot that's going to happen. In a little bit, we'll have a commercial break to discuss some of the opportunities you have to participate in Cheater and the Rudeness. Coming to you. So you'll bring it to you. You could go to it. There's books and there's shows and there's jazz. There's it's just unbelievable. But before we get into that, why don't we take some calls from some listeners? The number is not available to you, so just pick it up. And oh, we got our first caller. Hello, I'm Osine from the Western Bombshire. And first of all, I'm wondering why you always have everything sort of as a British empire or a failing British empire for all of your bad voices. Well, it's... No, I'm not finished. Okay, go ahead. I'm wondering what you thought about Scottish independence. What you think about, some of the things that are happening in the world. Maybe we're looking ahead already, contrary to the 2016 election. We were so excited for Obama, and you now sound a little Australian. Well, the new empire is Rupert Murdoch. It's not just based in London. I guess I want to hear what you guys think. Well, thank you. Thank you for the call. I mean, I was definitely colored by the glasses, if you will, through which I viewed the Scottish independence. Well, I thought independence was going to pass, but I really, in retrospect, was blinded by, again, the way that I looked at it. And I looked at it through the people that I knew in the area. And those were people selected through my experience in Scotland, which I've been there many times, wonderful people. But they were more of the activists, political activists or artistic activists. And, you know, what I realized in viewing Scotland and the vote and the way that it came out is that there are some people that are very passionate about change and about moving humanity forward. But there's also a large majority of people in every country. And this is what I saw through Scotland and what a lesson I've learned for here. There are a lot of people that are just want to stay in their lane. You know, they've got their lives figured out. They're content. And they don't want you to rock the boat. You know, they got a family, they got a house, they got kids that are going to school. They want things for them. And risk, the world is not full of risk takers. I think the world is full of people either struggling for basic sustenance, and they're, you know, I think inherently lives are full of risk, so they're not going to seek out additional risk. Or there are people that have achieved some level of success and comfort, and they either have memory of what it's like to not have those things, and so they don't want to risk falling back into that, or they simply are comfortable where they are. And I don't think that I am in a position to judge and say, hey, you should risk so much. You should come here to Transylvania and find out what it's like to live amongst the vampire people who, you know, you have the choice to drink the blood and you don't know, are you going to like eternal life or are you going to really get quite bored? Luckily, there's Netflix, so it's not so bad. That, by the way, was one of the world's first Jewish vampires. It's not so bad. You mix the blood with the herring and you come to Israel. I don't know. I live in a street where there's a lot of Israeli families moving in. And I'm excited by that. I don't know if I'm excited. It just sort of, it's a thing. And so now I'm working on my offensive Israeli accent. I feel like when I was working in Scotland, I would do an offensive Scottish accent. Now that I have Israeli, I want to let people know that I have tried to learn their culture, but only half-assedly. And I am willing to risk being hated for the sake of community. I don't think that's really what I'm trying to do. I think I'm trying to just be a jerk, but cover myself, much like America. I think to answer the rest of your question, how is 2016 going? Why would we skip over 2014? That's interesting. Why would we just skip right over that when it has so much to offer? Now, I realize we've gotten to a point where craziness in campaigns is no longer unique. It's no longer something. Look, we had Christine O'Donnell saying she was a witch, and that pretty much kind of set the bar at a 45-degree angle. And you know, we just accept Todd Akins of the world. We accept the horrible things that happened. So, you know, which is part of the plot of them, quote-unquote them, is to make things so consistently terrible that we're no longer surprised. Like, hey, you know, it used to be like, oh, I stepped in poo. Now there's just so much poo. And it's so high that we're like, oh, hey, today I only ate 5 handfuls of poo. And, you know, it really takes something special to break through the poo syndrome, which ironically was the original name of A.A. Milne's great work. A.A. Milne wrote Winnie the Pooh, for those of you who are valiantly trying to follow what I'm talking about. It's not... you know what I'm saying? All right. The point is, well, first of all, there's no the point. Life is a series of points. I mean, you know, light is both wave and particle, and life is both wave and particle. There are points that we mark, and there are waves that we ride. And you know, I think if we accepted that and understood that, there'd be less chance that Rick Scott would be a factor in our lives. That a man convicted of the largest Medicare fraud in the history of ever would be up for re-election in a critical state of Florida, and would be able to, you know, basically oversee running this ad. You may have seen one of the most sexist ads. They say, I'm not one to judge sexistism. I could judge sexism. It's, you know, a bunch of millennial women going dress shopping for a wedding, and it's a bunch of metaphors for politics, and a nagging old Jewish mom says, "Oh, you should really get the Medicare taxes." That's not, I can't do, I don't do voices when I intend to. I do, anyway, and it's just a very, like, ladies, all you care about is dresses. And they call that sexist. And what's been fun for me is seeing the response that the right will pull out stuff like Bill Clinton and Chappaquiddick and Jesse Jackson. And yes, there are Democrats who have done things to women that are not good. But these are individuals as opposed to a systemic policy which will cast a wide net of badness, let us say, across women writ large. I'm not saying that it's good that anything any individual does, but it's certainly not the policy of the Democrats. It may be Democratic action. I guess I do commend the Republicans on an individual level. They are more likely to, go hiking on the Appalachian Trail or cheat with a man while espousing death of gay people. But that's not the point. There was the gentleman, the right-wing gentleman, who suggested that women who have abortions should be hung. That was nice. That wasn't an individual attack on a single woman. That was more of just a broad-based outreach to the rope and tree limb industry. I appreciate the industry, the enterprise, the economy-driven thought of that, the way that you can spread hatred of people into income-generating. Sorry, I'm writing down a note to invest in sadness. Someone asked me recently, "Hey, Jeff, let's just go back a few seconds." "Hey, Jeff." "Hello, Jeff. Who were you before?" "Oh, I was Mrs. Doubtfire, sort of." "All right. Hey, Jeff, who would you like to see for the 2016 presidential race? Who would you like to have be some of the candidates?" I don't know if I'm ready to talk about the 2016 campaign, but that is what came to mind. I'm not a Bernie Sanders guy, I'll be honest. I think it'd be great if he was in the discussion, because we could bring up some of his ideas and we could maybe move some people a little to the left, because right now our left is where far right used to be. I have a personal soft spot for Jennifer Granholm. Of course, she's ineligible to become president because she's born Canadian, and also some of the things I made her say on TV. Guy Fawkes would be a great candidate. I came up with Kristen Gillibrand would be interesting, in all seriousness. But I'm more interested in who I want on the right, and I actually would like what's his name, the Kansas governor. I want to say Pat Roberts, but that's the senator who's in trouble there. Brownback. Bang! Da-da-da! Ba-ba-ba-na-na! Ba-na-na-na-na-na-na-na! Everybody put your hands in the air! Swing them around! Touch your face like this! Ha-ha-ha! You remember Brownback's name, and he's gonna give you a kick in the face by instituting the right-wing dream, by making all the policies possible that you would ever see. Now, look at... The reason why I like him to be the candidate is because we finally have a debate on the virtues of Republicans getting everything they want. I mean, yes, we could also have the debate looking at, like, the tax cuts and war of the Bush era. And we did have that debate. Everyone kind of agrees it's terrible, but we forgot. Or we could have that debate by looking at the government of Somalia. Getting everything that the right wants is what has happened in Kansas. And now Kansas is going to revolt. And it is very likely going to... vote out the Republican senator and possibly the Republican governor. And bear in mind, you know, I don't have the numbers in front of me, but this is in a state that probably 92% of people will vote Republican no matter what. So they have changed minds by their terribleness. But of course, you know, he wouldn't run, but it'd be great if he, be great if he ran. It'd be great if we had a real debate on the merits of policy. But of course, why would we do that when we can just talk about who's a grandmother and nonsense? You know, maybe there's a way to reform our. Well, by the way, speaking of, let's say elections, you know, the voting rights, it's barreling forward. The Supreme Court is allowing the restrictions of voting rights in Ohio. But North Carolina restrictions were just struck down. I don't know the status of across everything. If you guys want to find out, by the way, let me just tell you. Let me do a little impromptu commercial for the Brennan Center. The Brennan Center, Google it. It's a place that does some great work tracking particularly voting rights across the nation. I would go there and read what's happening. Okay. And then we're just talking about some of the things. North Carolina, Ohio. I mean, you know, it's you have to admit, I've said this before, the right is better at messaging and organization. Like we were talking the other night, I was having a discussion about gun control. First of all, let's not call it gun control. People don't like being controlled. Let's call it something benign like gun cupcakes and titty jobs. And titty jobs. What's a titty job? Is that someone that cleans? Anyway, we're discussing how, you know, the NRA has got a lot of single issue candidates, voters, power. And that's not the case. The people that oppose, that are for gun control, the 90% of America that want reasonable gun control, guns are not their number one issue. The right is much better at focusing and framing issues and not letting nuance cloud their vision. I mean, you know, subtlety and nuance, I like to think, is a result of an intelligence based upon recognizing that you don't know everything. In other words, you know, they say the smarter you are, the smarter you are, the more you know that you don't know everything. I don't know. I'm not smart, but I know there's a phrase out there. Essentially saying, you know, there's not, it's never, nothing's black and white. Except for the NRA support of arming citizens against, you know, Ferguson, Bundy. I think we've covered that before. And, you know, policies that have a broad impact and policies that are for a vaguer, a better future, that about building groundwork, are much more difficult to frame and to explain and to message than things that are like, I don't like that. That's bad. Gonna kill you. Let's put up a shield. Which in many ways is essentially what a lot of policies are on the right. Yeah, it's going to kill you. Let's put up a shield. The Koch brothers sent out thousands of fake voter registration mailings in North Carolina, you know, in order to make people think that they had registered, and also to further their later attempts to say that there's voter fraud. That's delightful. You should read the Rolling Stone article on the Koch brothers. Very, very sad stuff. There are protests in Hong Kong. People are getting pepper spray, just like as if it were UC Davis. You know, there's bombings of ISIS. You know, I wonder if I'm pretty sure Al Qaeda feels bad. I think Al Qaeda is going to have an IPO to raise some money, raise their profile. There's Ebola in Texas. I guess it's easier to get Ebola than it is to get an abortion. There's baseball, right? You know, baseball and football, if you're into that, but that's not for this show. What else is happening before we go to our break? Oh, yeah. So all this security breaches with the president. Here's my theory. Totally real theory. I think they're just publicizing all the details about the break into the White House and the guy in the elevator with the president. It's like setting a trap. It's like saying, hey, you people who would do harm to the president, come on, it's easy. Come over. Come on. See, look at what happened. And they get in there and they get him. And then once they get him, they put him on the House Appropriations Committee as the junior congressman from Kentucky. I know that's probably not true, but, you know, Dare to dream. There's so much happening right now. Tax evasion. The economy actually doing well. Jack Abramoff for not returning my calls. But let's take a break here and talk about this. Can you get enough of Cheetah and the Rude? Do you like me? Do you, dude? I have rhymed Rude and Dude twice. You know why? Because I don't have a fulfilled life. And I just wonder, what would it take for my life to be fulfilled? Is it music? Maybe. If so, I'm in luck because on Saturday, October 11th at 9 p.m., at Moscow 57, a jazz bar that is the heir to the Russian Tea Room, serving Russian food and fine jazz. Jeff Kreisler, also known as the Cheater, will be performing a stand-up comedy set in the middle of a jazz show. Oh, he might even bring down his saxophone and twiddle his toodles. That's a technical term that the Smurfs use for playing jazz. And you should come. It's a monthly show. The food is delicious. The drink is great. The music is wonderful. And the comedy is acceptable. And it's a cozy environment. You know what? Come, join me. Or him. The guy I'm talking about. I don't remember whose voice it is anymore. But if you need jazz to fulfill your life, boom, October 11th. But what if I don't need jazz? Well, hello, person that wasn't in this scene before. What can I, how can I, what if I need to learn about cheating? Well, aren't you in luck? Sunday, October 26th. That's in like 3 and something weeks. Oh, Jeff Kreisler will have a Get Rich Cheating in Hoboken, New Jersey. Go to getrichcheating.com. Hoboken, New Jersey at Miles Square Theater. And he'll be interviewing the author of a book about Bernie Madoff. That's right. He's going to interview Diana Enriquez, author of The Wizard of Lies, Bernie Madoff and the Death of Trust. She also works for the New York Times. She's fascinating. She's smart. Her Twitter page has a picture of a beautiful sunset, and it's something that you cannot miss. I mean, seriously, you get enough of that Jeff Kreisler guy, but you're going to want a lot of her. She's brilliant and funny, and it's a good, it's good for a good cause, too, where we, they, whoever the pronoun is going to be getting that Miles Square Theater, Hoboken culture. Going to be spreading culture, letting wings of fly birdie things. But Jeff, yes. What if I can't go out of my house? Well, you are in luck if you can't go out of your house. Why don't you just have your house come to you? That doesn't make sense. I know it doesn't make sense. What has been squeaking this whole time? I don't know. Has it been on the recording? Hello? Boss? Medic? If you can't get out of the house, luckily, there's a new book out. It's called A Laughing Limberly, Letters to the American Voter. And it's a series of letters to the American voter from a series of very funny left-leaning comedians, pundits, and authors. Is Jeff Kreisler in there? Yeah. Yes. Duh. Oh, he writes a great little piece about incorporating America. Well, it's really a solution. You know, he should really turn that into a book and just make $1 million selling. He should. What a good idea. Maybe this will be the start of something good. But if you want to read the book, because there's other great people in there, like Lee Camp, Frank Conniff, Jim David, Will Durst, Nagin Farsad, Matthew Filipowicz, Juliana Farlano, Katie Helper, Leanne Lord, Dino Bedalla, and Ken Schultz, go to laughingliberallythebook.com. Laughingliberallythebook.com and read it. Oh, Jeff, that's so great, but, you know, jazz and books and live shows about cheating. I wish there was more I could do. Sure. You can just throw money in there and hope that I catch it. Or just, you know, get in touch at Jeff Kreisler or at Rude Pundit. You know, tell us what you think. Tell us you like us. Tell us you want more. Tell us how you're doing. Should we see what the Rude Pundit wrote on his blog lately? You know, we could do that. Let's go see. On the Rude Pundit's blog, talking about Louisiana. Daddy. Oh, it's Scott.
Daddy, can we have sweet treats?
Can you have sweet treats?
With Mommy?
Sure, you got cookies. Can you go tell Mommy it's time for cookies?
I'm going to have a cookie with Mommy. I'm going to have 2 cookies.
That's right. Do you want me to join you?
Yeah.
Okay, I'll go down and start. I'll be down in a minute.
mommy and Scott will have a cookie. Mommy, off to a cookie.
Okay, bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, please close the door. See you later. Well, I guess you can see. That's why. I don't even. I guess the point is, life is a wonderful circle. Really? Scott, come here. Let's talk to the people. Close the door. Just like the Republicans are closing the door on Americans who are trying to make their way into the future. And you know what? The past did have its points, but let's not slam the door of opportunity on the face of the fingers of America putting into the... when you want to go eat the sweet treats to eat the food. You know what? Sometimes I can make, you know, mountains out of lemonade molehills, but sometimes I can, sometimes just the sheer adorableness of life gets in your way. There's so much happening in the world that the only way I am able to survive is by filtering it through a lens of absurdity, and I hope that somehow you enjoy this. I can also be serious and can be focused and can be prepared and can actually do accurate voices, and we can talk about culture and politics and the evolution of the mind and the future of humanity. But A, that's sort of what we talk about anyway. And B, you get a lot of that on this network and elsewhere. This is an opportunity for a mix of doom and silliness and hope and fear and anxiety. And it's really just a way to kill a half an hour before you listen to the final edition Radio Hour, which is really doing some incredible stuff. It's coming up next on PRN. We are moving to another tax-free location. We hope you come with us. And, yeah, what better way to leave you than by knowing that I'm going to go have some cookies with my kid and my wife, because I have a lot of things to do and I want to keep fighting to save the world. But, you know, if you don't stop and eat cookies, what can you do? I'll still take risks, but sometimes I'll just knock on the windmill's door and ask him to keep it down. I hope you guys find peace with whatever your choice is. And I hope that we all work together to make this world a better place. It's great, but it can be better. This has been Cheater on the Root on the Progressive Radio Network, at Jeff Chrysler, at Root Pundit. Stay beautiful. Ending music, end of the show. Everybody, it's time to go. Go home, hug yourself, and listen to the final edition.